Good afternoon, Los Alamos. This is Be Healthy Los Alamos, and this is Marisa Princeton Bars. Well, we got snow. Well, how fabulous is that? We got a day off from work. We got a day off from school. Congratulations, Los Alamos. Our winter season has officially started. How fabulous for us. But as I looked around and prepared for the snow, because, of course, my husband said, you better get the shovel out. You better get the salt out. You better get the this out, and you better get the that out. And, of course, at my house, I am the official shoveler. My husband is not a shoveler at my house. I always have been the shoveler at my house, and hopefully, health permitting, I will always continue to do so because I enjoy it. I love it. It is really a treat for me to be outdoors, doing something physical, and enjoying the weather, the snow, whatever. I thrive on that. But as I was preparing myself for the snowstorm and preparing myself for shoveling, I decided that once again this year we need to revisit shoveling and how to go about shoveling in a safe way. I have to tell you that when I first moved here, I grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and then my husband and I moved to Southern California for my husband's work. And we came via Southern California to New Mexico in 1991. And when we arrived, the four of us, we have two boys, when we arrived, we didn't have a heavy jacket between the four of us. We had sweatshirts and that type of thing, but we really did not have the appropriate clothing that you need when you are living in a four-season weather situation. So it was everything that was winter associated was really new for us, and so we had to learn. And one of the things that we had to learn was how to shovel. And the first snowstorm came, and we didn't shovel. We figured, hey, it's going to be sunny, and it will melt away. However, we didn't realize that it also froze, and so you had a big block of ice that accumulated in my driveway. And so eventually I went out there with the shovel and I learned how to remove it, and I've been the person to do so ever since in my home. So one of the things that we need to talk about when we're talking about, you know, winter and shoveling, snow shoveling, is I really want you to be aware of the fact that if you have a heart condition, or if you have a back condition, or if you are not been working out, if you have not been walking, if you've been not really moving your body, and the snow comes, the last person that needs to be shoveling in your household is you. You need to get yourself a snowblower. You need to pay the young lady across the street or the young man across the street. You need to get a service. You need to do whatever it is that you need to do, but you need to not be shoveling snow. And so having said that, let's go through some of the safety factors that I think are important when we are first encountered with snow shoveling. The first thing I think you need to really do is warm up your body. So please, when you are out there, about to go out there and shovel, the first thing you need to do is stretch. You need to stretch. And why? Well, you need to warm up your muscles by doing some even light little calisthenics, you know, like jumping jacks or running in place, squats. You know, for 10 minutes, just get that body really warm. And I know that some of my neighbors in Pajarito Acres remember me doing that every single time I had to run in the cold. I would get out there, and for the first 10 minutes, I would be doing calisthenics, you know, just trying to warm up my core. So it is so important for you to warm up. Do that and then do some stretches, because, you know, it's just like when we get out to the golf course for the first time in the spring and we're about to, you know, hit some balls. You need to warm up that back. That is so essential. It really is essential. Okay, the next thing that we need to talk about is don't move snow twice. You know, figure out a plan when you get out there. And, you know, some of you old timers now are saying, hey, I know how to remove snow. I know how to be safe in the snow. I know all about snow. Snow and me are one. I get it. But But some of us that are just moving into our community and are dealing with snow for the very first time, you know, across the street from me, we just have a family that's moved there from Southern California. And I'm sure that this is, if they didn't grow up in it, maybe this is some of their first experiences with no snow. So make sure you're not moving it around twice, you know. Good afternoon, Los Alamos. This is Be Healthy Los Alamos, and this is Marisa Princeton-Bars. So today, I thought we would take a review of everything that we always talk about. And, you know, on our show, we're always talking about helpful hints on how you can improve your life through a healthy way. So I thought, let's talk about 10 thoughts on whole living, because that's really what we discuss here, is living whole, mind and body connection, nutrition, fitness, how to introduce or how to continue on your path to wellness. So this is everything that we've talked about, and I put together 10 things that I thought are worthy of discussion today. And the number one thing is make preparation of fresh, wholesome food more about simplifying your life than complicating it. And what does that mean? Every day you are bombarded with information on healthy eating. Every day there's a new study that shows that you need to incorporate this new food or you need to incorporate that new food. And I know that it gets overwhelming for us because we're trying hard to make the right choices for ourselves and for our family when it comes to nutrition and health. And yet, you know, our busy lives are somewhat overpowering everything else that's going on in our lives. And we think, how can I incorporate one more healthy thing? My gosh, what can I, you know, how can I do this? And I've talked so many times about, you know, introducing one fresh fruit per week to your family, or introducing one new vegetable, or the same vegetable, but in a new way to prepare it. So it enthuses your family once again to want to eat this. So when we talk about preparing fresh food and not complicating your life, we want it to be fun. We want you to maybe start shopping at your local farmer's market once a week. Maybe we want you to think about incorporating your grocery shopping into two segments. Maybe you're doing some shopping at Smith's and you're doing the other shopping at the co-op or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or whatever it is. But you're getting a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables in your diet. You're teaching your children about the importance of nutrition and certainly the importance of locally grown produce and what that means to our community and surrounding communities in northern New Mexico. So have a little fun with it. Don't be so serious with it. Relax through it. If you just make it a part of some adventure that your family is going on, maybe this will help. Once again, the number one thing when we talk about whole living is making and preparing fresh, wholesome food more about simplifying your life than complicating it. And number two, ease your own stress. Learn to master the art of waiting. And this, for me, I must say, is a lifetime challenge because I'm a very impatient individual. I want it, and I want it yesterday. I am not the type of person that is at ease with waiting. So this, for me, is a challenge every day of my life. I tend to remember, and I want to remember, when I am anxious and nervous and I'm no longer in control of who I am, sometimes I need to remember that good things don't always come fast. And this is a lesson not just for me, but I'm sure for many of us. Just get out in traffic at 12 or at 5:30, and you'll find out that mastering the art of waiting is something that most of us have yet to master. Number three, don't confuse being busy with being productive. Achievement and purpose cannot be rushed. Well, you cannot have number two without number three, and you can't have number three without number two. They're kind of one and the same. How I try to simplify things by not confusing my busyness with productivity is I try to make a plan at the start of the day. I have a mission statement for my day, And it might be as easy as try to smile at everyone you see today. One of the reasons why our children are obese in this country is because of the lunches they are being served at lunch. Whether it be because of their parents packing it or at school serving it. And I know the First Lady is really trying to make an impact with this. So let's talk about those foods. And the first one on my list, which I think is a great, great, great lunch snack, is bell peppers. You know, you have choices. You don't have to do the green. You know, you can do the orange, you can do the yellow, you can do the red, and cut them up, and maybe, you know, pack a little, hummus, you know, in there with them. And if you're saying, gosh, you know, Marisa, hummus can be pricey, blah, 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 ladies, take out, or ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, take out the chickpeas from your cupboard, put them in your food processor, add some spices, add some olive oil, and you've got your own hummus. So it's not impossible. That is a wonderful thing to add in a lunch for children. And the hummus, I mean, let's face it, you can use it as a spread on bread to make a sandwich, and you can use it in so many different ways. If you pack the bell peppers with a little hummus in your child's lunch, I am sure that they are going to, you know, really love it, because you can make it so flavorful. And not only that, but you're adding vitamin B1, B2, B6, folate, vitamin C, and fiber with the bell pepper. So bell peppers, one of the things I think that needs to go in the lunches. Switch it up, make it a variety. Don't just do the same old, same old. Berries. Right now you can get blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and boysenberries. They are loaded with antioxidant, potassium, magnesium, fiber, vitamin C. Load them in your children's lunch. They're easily packed. And, you know, this year I'm asking all parents, hey, don't use the baggies if you don't have to. Get the little disposable Tupperware containers. They come in all the great sizes. Fruit is going to keep a lot better that way. So the other thing, other than the bell peppers and the lunches this year, I want you to really think about packing those berries in for your kids. It's brain power food. The other thing I want you to start thinking about packing for your kids' lunch is black beans. And you're saying, oh my God, how am I going to do that? Well, you know, most of the kids have microwaves available to them at the school. And there's no reason why you can't fix a wonderful black bean burrito with a little cheddar cheese in there. They can warm it up when they get to school. And it's a fabulous way for them to get protein, magnesium, potassium, zinc, copper, vitamin B. Everything is in those black beans. So make that burrito, pack it in the lunch. They're going to love it. Another thing I think that needs to be incorporated into everyone's lunch, not just the kids, is broccoli. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, broccoli, really? But you know, if you pack a little container with a little cheddar cheese that they can melt and warm up their broccoli in the microwave oven when they get to school, they can dip that cheese. Or if you want to, you can even put a little ranch dressing in there for them. And once again, pack the hummus. So, you know, broccoli, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, fiber. I mean, it provides more vitamin C than a lot of your, what you typically think vitamin C is in. It packs more vitamin C than that orange. The other thing that is in season right now, it might not be in season always, but we're so fortunate to be able to have the world providing us with fresh produce now. So kiwis, it is loaded with vitamin C, vitamin E, fiber, magnesium, potassium. It's a wonderful form of antioxidant. So the kiwis, and you know, you can pre-cut them for your kids. Put them in one of those disposable little Tupperware containers. Pack them in their lunch. They're great. Another thing I think that is really wonderful to have in everyone's lunch is an orange. You know, if you're a little bit older, not grade school, but maybe mid-schooler, maybe high schooler, a lot of times you aren't really hungry when you're supposed to be hungry, but you do get hungry later on. So some of these portable fruits that have the real protective, you know, skin are good to pack in your backpacks, have them with you, and then when you get hungry, you can always take it out and eat it. One of those is the orange. It's filled with vitamin A, B, C. It's got potassium, fiber, folate. It's everything good, and it's portable food.